What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulliken Project. And today, I have a birthday confession. Actually, two birthday confessions. Yesterday was my birthday, 48 years old. It was a good day, I'm telling you. I'm going to be honest with you. If you had told me 2 years ago, hey, this is what you're going to do on your birthday, I'd be like, eh. Kind of seems a little bit low key, but it was a great day, and I felt loved and I felt appreciated. And I think whenever it's your birthday, you kind of think about things. And so, two things I want to share with you today, two confessions I want to make, and they're really tied in together because this morning I had an epiphany at the gym. That's the first thing I want to talk about. The first confession I want to make is that I have what I would call a lot of epiphanies, a lot of like aha moments, a lot of moments to where I'm in the shower, I'm at the gym, or I'm in the car, and God reveals something to me, and all my brain starts firing on all cylinders, and I connect these dots, and things make sense, and I get this idea, and I get excited, and it's awesome, and then nothing. I don't take action. I lose the idea, I lose the thought, I lose the excitement, I lose the moment doesn't become motion and doesn't turn into momentum. And that's confession number one. I am confessing that because I want to do better. I don't want to take for granted those moments, those times when I feel God's Spirit blessing me with insight, blessing me with knowledge, blessing me just with the realization of how blessed I am. And that leads to confession number two. I believe that most people look at me as a very positive person. And I would say if you polled 100 of my friends, more than 90 of them would say that I was a person who looked at the glass half full. That I was a glass half full type person. And it occurred to me this morning, I was in the gym. I actually had this moment in the gym where I got emotional. Like I was between sets and listening to music and just started thinking about some things and I realized that I am not, internally, I am not a glass half full person. Internally, I'm a glass half empty person. I know some people, there are some people that like the Enneagram, and there are some people that's like, oh, it's from the devil or whatever. I'm an Enneagram 4, and one of the things with Enneagram 4 is you struggle with envy. You struggle with, you feel this lack. And I knew that, but it wasn't until this morning that I realized how much of a glass half empty person I was. Like, I live with this daily longing for more. And if you look back at some of my hijinks, it's clear that, like, there's never enough. It's one of the reasons that I have really, tried to steer clear you know, of alcohol and drugs, how, you know, food, never enough, always hungry, always eating, always, always feel empty. And I got this situation in my life, and this morning, like, God really helped me. It's like I started asking myself this question. What if this situation that you're not satisfied with, that you want more from, what if that dissatisfaction, what if that uneasiness, that desire for more, is actually robbing you of experiencing what you have in the moment? Like, if you're walking through the desert and you know, you've been going without water, and somebody gives you a half full glass of water, are you going to be grateful for the water you have, or are you just going to keep wanting more water? And in that moment, the epiphany was, that there is a way to be grateful for the water that you have. And in wanting more, to grow in that. To go after it in a way that you don't feel incomplete without it. But it's the chase, it's the journey, it's the process that feeds your soul. It's that longing, that feeling of incompleteness doesn't have to be something that weighs you down, but you can learn to, man, I am so grateful for this water that I have. I am telling you, I don't deserve this water. God has blessed me with this water. This is the best tasting water I've ever had in my entire life. I'm so grateful for it. I want to tell everybody about it. I wonder how I can get more of this water. God, you know, help me learn how to receive from me more. Make my cup bigger. Lord, help me to see, is there something in my cup? Is there something in my glass where there's water leaking out? And so, to turn the longing into perhaps a lesson, and to not lay around at night, or not go through the day thinking about what you don't have, but to be grateful for what you do have, and work as hard as you can, to pray as hard as you can for more. I think my journey of the last year has been really trying to get my internal thinking and my external thinking to line up finally. And I'm not talking about character, I'm not talking about hypocrisy. Because I am a positive person. that's the kind of person I want to be. I want to be positive. I want to balance being a realist with being a dreamer. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be bitter. I'm at a point, and when I hear or I'm around someone who is bitter or negative, it's a balance, because I want to be a safe place for that person to be bitter. But I also have to learn how to, like, I can't carry that around. Like, it physically makes me ill. Because I want to be positive. I want to be empathetic. I want to be sympathetic. But there are some people that just have work that needs to happen in their heart, in their mind, for them to overcome that bitterness. It's that bitter root that's taken root deep inside of them. But, again, the confession is, the voice that's been inside my head my entire life has been a negative voice. Has been a voice of saying, you're not enough. You don't have enough. There'll never be enough. You'll never have enough money. You'll never have enough friends. You'll never have enough love. You're not worthy. You're not capable. You're not a hard enough worker. You're not tall enough. You don't have the genetics. You don't have the genetics to be thin, Heath. Look, you don't have the genetics to have the physique and the health that you want. The deck is stacked against you. And over the last year, I have quieted that voice for the most part to where it's not an active voice, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So it's not like there's this voice in my head that's like coming against me. But it's like the attitude and the thinking. It's like that old mind. There's residue of it in my life. And what I want to do with this epiphany is, number one, look at these situations to where I would normally see the glass half empty and be so grateful for what's there. Be so grateful for what I have. And to understand, hey, maybe this season, God's trying to teach you how to live on half a glass of water. Maybe God's trying to teach you that. But God's also trying to teach you how to grow, how to expand your capacity, and how to grow, how to get to that next level that you're really longing to get to. And instead of being envious of it, to actually understand the thousand little steps that you are 100% capable of and making that happen. And it was a beautiful thing. It was a very beautiful thing. We live in a world where social media, I don't think social media is an evil thing or bad thing at all. But I used to, you know, when people would post the, you know, I got several friends who are actually in Europe right now. And I think it's awesome that social media gives us a place to celebrate good days. Like yesterday was my birthday, man. I was able to post about it being a good day and post about how much I felt loved. But now I'm able to, like, look at my friends who are traveling and be like, man, I'm so happy for them. Man, that's awesome. I'd love to go there. And instead of being envious and being like, well, I wonder how they paid for that, blah, blah, blah. Or I wish I had money to go there. Those kind of things. Social media has just exposed us. So, I want to encourage you. Look at what you do have. How do you make the most of that? How do you enjoy every last drop of however much water you've got in your glass? How do you suck the marrow out of life and not go through your day longing negatively? I think longing is a very natural thing. But how do we cultivate that? How do we use that for fuel? How do we motivate ourselves to find that balance between enjoying what we have and growing towards more? Listen, if I had that figured out, I'd already wrote the book. And that was another thing about my epiphany today. I started working on a book about two and a half years ago. And I went through a season where I was writing pretty regularly. And I probably got 10 to 15,000 words done. My goal is 50,000. Could be more. And I think the thing that's always held me back is no one wants to read this. No one needs to read this. And then there's at least once or twice a week where I have a conversation with somebody. And we're talking about something. And they're asking about something that's going to be in this book or supposed to be in this book. And I just got to do it. And I got to make time. And I just got to finish it. I do believe it can be a tremendous tool to help people. And that's the goal. The goal is that this book, this podcast, this life would be breadcrumbs to help people find their way through grief, through loss, through hurt, through heartache. That they would see the breadcrumbs and know they're not alone. They would see the breadcrumbs and see and realize somebody survived all this. Somebody thrived in all this. Somebody cared enough. Somebody cared enough to light the way. That's all I want to do. So that's my birthday confession. That all these years I was trying to be a glass half full guy, and really I was a glass half empty guy. Not anymore. Change starts today. Change starts right now. What are you going to do? What, you know, who took water out of your glass? You feel like you don't deserve a full glass? What's going on in your heart? What's going on in your mind? Because it's that process. It's that struggle. It's that wrestling. That's where the growth happens. That's where the good stuff is. The hard conversations, the hard internal conversations, the hard prayers, the tears, the struggle. That's where we grow. That's where the magic happens. And that's the thing we try to avoid the most. But yet it's the thing that'll help us become the person we were meant to be. I heard a quote this morning. This thing didn't happen to me. This thing happened for me. That's a good way to look at things. So, God bless you all. Stay tuned. If this podcast means anything to you, share the link with a friend. I'm not going to get a million listeners. Maybe. Who knows? I just want to help as many people as possible. But I appreciate your support. So God bless. Have a great day. And we'll see you soon.
The Heath Mulliken Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project? Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.